the FCC voted to control the internet.
The net neutering act.
That's right. And they've decided that they are smart enough, at least three of them out of the five, decided that they were smart enough, smarter than all the other 20 billion users, to control the internet in the United States.
Well, they were, you know, they're in the government. They know what's best.
They know what's best for us. That's right.
Right.
So, of course, one of the immediate, I always ask this is who controls the FCC? You know, it ain't us. It's an independent agency. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the reason, I'm not sure exactly why they voted this way, because there were like, I don't know, 4 or 5 million responses to their idea that they were going to do this. And I think 80% of them said, oh, we love net neutrality, and they had no idea what it meant. they're the lefties. I mean, I listen to the lefty explanations, and they call this a victory. Victory for the consumer. They don't understand. This is a classic case of what Bastiat called the seen and the unseen.
Right.
And what is stunning to me is that these people don't understand how we've improved the net in 20 years.
Right. Oh, it's
from
been...
300 baud dial-up.
Right.
I mean, you do understand how slow the net was. I mean, it was text would go across the screen as fast as you could type it with two fingers. That's how fast it would go across the screen. The idea of actually downloading an image,
right?
Yeah, you set it up and you go to sleep, and the next morning, you know, maybe,
right?
And that kind of stuff. And to that today, where you can download, you know, 20,000 vaginas in 4 seconds. I mean, you know, who wouldn't want to do that?
Right, exactly. So, and that's what actually drove it, I believe.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, that's right.